slave hole. Its pages are worn and hard to read, but that family Bible on the table will always be my key to memories.
I can see us sitting around the table.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to today's health update. Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. We are so fortunate to live, and without any doubt, if you check world history, check all you want, I challenge you to find a nation that is as great as America. Now, I know that's maybe sound like I'm bragging. I am really a little bit bragging about this country. But the reason this nation has become the greatest nation ever on the face of the earth, more powerful, even though we're only about 350 million people out of 7 billion, even though we're one of the youngest countries that's been established on earth, we have become so great, so powerful, so amazing, because God is in our foundation. You heard me right. It says that on our money, in God we trust. We are a great country because our founding fathers were smart enough. Listen to me. When I use that word, I use it, should I say, wise enough to use the word of God to establish the boundaries for this country. And by boundaries, I mean the laws. And we are a nation of law. And that's the way God wanted us to be when you look at the laws he gave us, starting with the Ten Commandments. If every nation on earth lived by the Ten Commandments, there'd be no more war. It would be that simple because people would treat each other the way they ought to be treated and want to be treated. Of course, this is Monday, so I'm teaching Monday school. And for those of you that are new, and boy, are we ever fortunate, so many new people are joining this radio show now. I'm almost embarrassed. I'm going to tell you, word spreading. People are talking to other people about, finally, there's somebody on the radio that's willing to tell the truth about God's word and about everything else that I talk about, from natural health to freedoms. I'm going to cover it all. If you listen to this show, we're on 5 days a week. We're on 7 radio stations now, and we've got 3 other radio stations that's got their eye on us. So you know what? We're going to find out what their backbone is. Are they willing to stand up for the Word of God? Are they willing to stand up for freedom? Are they willing to stand up and call us a republic instead of a democracy? Are they willing to tell the leaders of our nation it's time for y'all to straighten your act out and go back to the Constitution? Are they willing to let me tell you that we're no longer under the Constitution of the United States, but you are, in fact, under the United States of America Incorporated? You're under an incorporation. You're recognized as a part of that incorporation. So I would challenge you to come by Herbs and More in Athens any last Monday of the month at 5:30, and you'll learn about what's called States Nationals, Americans Freedom, and we'll show you how to become so free that there's a chance you may not even have to pay income tax anymore. And trust me, I'm meeting the people regularly now that no longer pay income tax legally, and we'll show you the documents from the United States government that's given them that freedom, that they don't have to do it. Besides, it was supposed to be voluntary anyway, and it would be voluntary if you were not a chattel, if you were not looked upon as cattle, if you were not a part of the incorporation. And we'll show you how to get out from under the incorporation called citizenship. You need to sink that ship and move toward true freedom. But the only real true freedom other than your freedoms that we're talking about in this country, the only real true freedom other than that comes from God Almighty and the Word of God. You know, God was so kind when he put us on this earth in the flesh, and we're in the flesh age, flesh and blood people. He gave us a book to live by called the Holy Bible. And he said, Jesus told us, he says, "Behold, I have told you all things." And he has. It's in his word through the prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the last prophet. He gave us all the information we need, and I'm going to help you understand that. And that's what Monday school is all about. I used to teach Sunday school, but they closed for COVID, made me so mad I started teaching Monday school on the radio. And boy, has it ever become popular. We're teaching right now out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 11. We ended with verse 2 last week, so we'll pick up with verse 3. If you're in the King James Version, follow along. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. You're getting two sides of the picture here. You're getting, if you do it one way, this is what happens. If you do it this way, this is what you can expect. And boy, we all need that wisdom. Remember, Proverbs is all about wisdom. And I tell you what, I've got one of the wisest listening audiences on earth. Why? Because I teach straight from the Bible, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. I don't need some man's opinion about what God said. I don't need man's traditions telling me that you once saved, always saved. I don't need some man's traditions telling me that we're going to be raptured away. You see, none of that's biblical. And folks, if you can't find it in the Bible, it shouldn't be being taught in the pulpits. And remember, God warned us, told us in his book by the prophets and by Jesus Christ himself that judgment begins at the pulpit. So if you're under one of those ministers that's telling you you got to give them 10% of all you earn, not what you get to keep, but all you earn, you better be careful. You're being taught man's traditions and they're robbing you. Oh, I'm becoming popular today, aren't I? I'm just warning you. You got to be careful. Are they teaching it from the Bible? If it's not biblical, you probably ought to get away from there. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. I'll start with the King James Version as always, and then I'm going to give you modern English. You see, the problem is the King James Version was reinterpreted in 1800s, and boy, they were still using some of them old English words that we just don't know in America today. So I'm going to straighten that out for you and make the Bible so easy to understand that a five-year-old can understand it. Listen to me very carefully. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3 says, "The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them." See, there's the opposites again. You get, if you live with integrity, morality, in other words, according to God's law, one thing's going to happen. But if you go into perversion and follow fake gods, little g gods, you're going to have problems. It's that simple. So in modern English, that verse would read, now you can read it in your King James Version, but here's how it would say in modern English. The integrity of the morally straight will lead them, but the perversity of the faithless will ruin them. You ever been around a perverse person? Woo! I mean, nothing good comes out of their mouths. Chapter 11, verse 4, King James Version says, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. So, you know, people are all about money today. We are a money-hungry organization, and we are an organization if you're a citizen, okay? Break away from that. Become a human being again. Let me read that in modern English. You read it in King James 11:4. Modern English would say, wealth will have no value on the day of the Lord's wrath. Folks, that day's coming. It's coming very quickly. The last part of that verse would read this way, but doing what is right, that's what righteousness means, but doing what is right in God's sight saves your soul from death. Now we're talking about the second death, not the death of the flesh here. This is the second death, okay? This is, you know, we are human beings that are going to die physically. But remember, Jesus told us, don't be afraid of the ones that can destroy your flesh and blood, but be afraid of those who can destroy your soul. Who owns your soul? God owns your soul. I've had people tell me they sold their soul to the devil. They did not. You can't sell your soul to the devil. Let me tell you something. The Bible also tells us, absent of the body, present with the Lord. I don't care if you're good or bad or ugly. And whenever the second coming does happen, and when all of the people on earth change from physical to spiritual, instantly, as soon as you die, as soon as that old silver cord breaks, you're back in God's presence because he owns your soul. I don't care if you say you've sold it to the devil. Trust me, God owns it. You might as well face that, and it ought to scare the daylights out of you if you like evil. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 5 says, the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. Modern English, listen to this very carefully. Those who act according to God's standards, that's righteousness, use discipline to direct their ways. You see, when it says perfect, it really means discipline there. I can show you that in the Strong's Concordance under the Hebrew. You can look it up for yourselves. But the ungodly, the last part of verse 15 says, but would say in modern English, but the ungodly, those that go against God's will be cast down by their own wickedness. They're going to go into that second death. Their soul, their moral soul, physical body will be gone, and their spiritual body can be doomed, may perish. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 6. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. There's your opposites again. Modern English, the righteousness, that those who choose to do right, the righteousness of the morally straight will save them. Save their soul. But those who are unfaithful will be revealed in their own wickedness. You can't hide it. Your wickedness is going to talk for you. Excuse me. Verse 7, King James Version. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. What does that say in modern English? When an ungodly person is dead, their hope is destroyed, and the expectation of the evildoer will fall. I hope that makes that clear for you. God keeps all records. You can't fool him. He knows who you are. He knows your heart, okay? He knows he knows everything there is to know about you. But the main thing is, he knows how you feel about him. He knows if you love him or not. He knows if you're trying to live a moral life or an immoral life. It just boils down to that. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 8. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. Think about that. The righteous, let's read it this way, modern English. Those who are innocent will be delivered from anguish. God knows if you're innocent or not. Not man's idea of innocence, but God's. He knows if you have asked for forgiveness and if you meant it from your heart and if you're trying to live a better life. He knows that. So those who are innocent will be delivered from anguish, and the ungodly will not go unpunished. Oh, he's keeping record. You can't hide from him. You just remember, you've got a heavenly Father. Chapter 11, verse 9, King James Version, "And hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered." Now, anytime it says his or her in here, it's not a gender thing, okay? It's just talking about humans. Modern English, that would read, "The ungodly destroys his neighbor with gossip." Boy, God hates gossip. "But through knowledge, the innocent will be rescued." What's going to rescue you? Knowledge. Knowledge of the Word of God. Living according to God's standards. He keeps records. He knows what you're thinking about, what you're doing, and if you're moral or not. Proverbs 11:10, verse 10 says, "When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth. And when the wicked perish, there is shouting." Modern English. When things go well for those who love God, the people rejoice. We're happy. You ever lived in a nation when they were godly people running it? That's a rejoicing thing. People can feel free to rejoice and enjoy life. It's that simple. So they rejoice. Modern English would say in the last part of that verse, "And when the ungodly are utterly destroyed, the people shout for joy." There's a day coming when they will be utterly destroyed. Verse 11, King James, "By the blessings of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked." Listen to what that says in modern English. "Because of the blessings of the righteous," those who choose to do right, "the country is respected." Is our country respected today? I don't think so. You know why? Because we got a bunch of immoral people running this country. And you know, as sure as God disciplined, punished, and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, he's going to take a toll on us too. Because he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. And he's not going to, because he will fix things. Because remember, the blessings of the righteous in those countries, the leadership will be respected. Do we respect the leadership of our country? No. Modern English, the last part of that verse would say, "But it will be destroyed by the speech of the ungodly." Listen carefully to what they say. Are they lying to you? Are they deceiving you? Remember who the great deceiver is. That's none other than Satan himself. All right, let's see. We go to verse 12. "He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace." Boy, that gives you a contradicting statements there, don't it? One is this way, one is that way. One points to the left, one points to the right. One is forgiveness and peace. One is the other. Let's read that in modern English. "Those who lack understanding despise their neighbor, but those who possess wisdom keep silent and maintain their peace." It don't get much clearer than that. Verse 13, "A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter." Now, we might not understand what talebearer means or revealeth means today, just reading that out of the King James Version. So let's look at modern English. What that talebearer is this: a gossip. I told you, God don't like gossips. A gossip exposes a confidence. In other words, there's no secrets with gossip. They're going to tell everybody they know. But what does the last half of that verse mean? But one with a trustworthy heart conceals the details of the agreement. In other words, they don't go out telling tales on other people, especially things that are not true. Verse 14, where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Now you're talking about on a state level or a city level or a national level. Modern English, where there's no wise counsel, the people are cast down. They're oppressed, in other words. But in the abundance of counseling, there is security, safety. Verse 15, he that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. Let's get that in modern English, because there's some more of them old English words that can throw you. So in modern English, read it along with your King James Version. A person that puts up a security for those who go astray will come to harm for it. You should not prop up evil. You should not loan them money. You should not do that. Now, you should witness to them. You should tell them the good news of God's word. Of course, they're going to resist it and run from it. But the last part of that verse in modern English says, and a person that avoids putting up security is confident. Don't support those people. Verse 16, a gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. That's real simple. In modern English, a kind woman lives according to God's word, and cruel men seize from or take advantage of the weak. Oh, you ever notice those that get rich are usually, in many cases, not always, but stealing from the weak, taking advantage of the poor? That's what they do. Proverbs 11:17, King James says, the merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. Modern English, those who are kind to others protect their eternal souls, but those who are cruel make themselves physically ill. Did you know if you do cruel things and treat people bad, guess what? Yep, you're going to be ill from it. It will cause your fleshly body, your physical body, to become sick. You can't do evil things and get away with it. You reap what you sow, in other words. Proverbs 11:18, King James says, the wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. In other words, the ungodly seek to do deceitful things, but for those that seek God's will, there is an assured reward. I like that. I mean, you know, the ungodly people, you can see them. They're out there scheming, doing deceitful things. But those that seek God's will, they're the ones that they're kind, they're loving, and you know what? They're insured a reward. God guarantees it. 11:19, King James says, as righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. Here we are, life and death all of a sudden. Modern English, as someone acting according to God's standard supports life, as it does that, guess what? Anyone that chases after wickedness chases it to their own death. They can't see the trap set right before them, even though it's plain as day. They're choosing to go on the wrong trail, the one that leads to destruction. But what, according to those that live according to God's standards, you're going to have a great life. You're going to support life. That don't mean you're going to be rich. Not necessarily. You may be. If God can trust you with a little, he can probably trust you with a lot. But it does mean you're going to have a more peaceful life and end up in a better place, I do believe with all my heart. Verse 20. Let's go into this one. Well, let me make sure I'm right here. Yep. Verse 20. They that are of a froward heart, not forward, froward. They that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight. Now let's look at what froward and abomination means. Look at modern English, verse 20. Follow it in your King James and you'll see what those words mean. Those that have a crooked mind are detestable. That's what abomination means to God. It means detestable. What are they detestable to? To the one true God. Don't do those things. You turn God against you. The last part of that verse says, but for those who are blameless, in other words, they're living according to God's rules and all their conduct are his good pleasure. 11:21 says, though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Those are words you can live by. Modern English, even though the powerful join with the strong, those who are evil will not go unpunished, but the offspring of the innocent will be saved. Have you ever noticed that a bunch of crooks and thieves and immoral politicians, they'll all gang together and put together strong forces and then start forcing their will upon other people, but you don't have to worry about that. With God on your side, it will never stand. Verse 22, King James Version. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. In other words, as a piece of gold jewelry in a pig's nose. You wouldn't put a golden earring in the nose of a pig. You know he's just going to root and root and root till it's lost. That's what it's saying. A piece of gold jewelry in a pig's nose, so is a nice-looking person who has bad taste. You ever have met a really nice-looking person, but they had the worst taste of all? That's what it's talking about. 23, the desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. Modern English, the goal of those who live according to God's word is only good, but the hope of those who are evil is to cause anger. Oh, they do. If you hang around them very long, you're going to see a lot of people that's also around you and them. They're going to end up mad because you got a guy there or a gal there that is causing anger, that's causing anguish. That's right. Verse 24. All right. Let's get this here. It says, there is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. Now, there's a couple of words in there that may throw you, so let's do it in modern English. There are those that give willingly and receives much in return, and there are those that give little due to greed, but become impoverished. So don't think those that have a lot of money and they're greedy and they're deceitful is going to get away with it. It always comes back to haunt them. All right, Proverbs 11:25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also. Very important words here. Those who care for and help others will be satisfied, in other words, and those that refreshes others will be refreshed also. God's going to see to that. We've got such a loving God, a caring God who's keeping an eye on all of his creation, and he loves every one of us individually. 26, he that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessings shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. What does that mean? Those who have abundant grain and refuse to sell it will be cursed, but praises will be poured unto those that sell it fairly. Now, you got to understand that about abundant grain and refuse to sell it. That means they let people go hungry. They don't need money, so they won't even sell their own grain. That's what it's talking about. But praises will be poured upon those that sell it fairly. That means at a fair price. All right, 27. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come upon him. Basically, in modern English, those that earnestly seek good will be well favored, but those that seek evil, it will find them. One more verse, verse 28. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. Modern English, anyone that relies on their wealth will fail. In the end, I'm telling you it's true, but the upright will blossom like foliage. Folks, you're listening to today's Health Update. I appreciate you listening. I hope you love it as much as I do. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.